From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Scores of people are killed by twin bombings at a rally in the Turkish capital. At least 86 people died and more than 200 were injured when two bombs exploded at a peace rally in Ankara. As Dorian Jones reports, at least one of the bombs appeared to be a suicide attack, and the government is condemning the blasts as terrorism.
The blast tore through the crowd, causing carnage. Ambulances and even taxis rushed the wounded to nearby hospitals. The rally, organized by Turkey's civic society and pro-Kurdish groups, was calling for an end to fighting between Turkish security forces and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. No group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's bombings. But in July, the Islamic State was blamed for a suicide bombing targeting pro-Kurdish activists, killing over 30 people. Following that attack, the PKK ended a ceasefire, accusing Turkish security forces of collusion, a charge also denied. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Syrian troops backed by Russian airstrikes have seized control of a village in central Syria amid fierce clashes with rebels, part of a ground offensive that was launched earlier this week. The Russian Defense Ministry said in a statement that Russian planes flew 64 sorties and targeted 54 sites in the past 24 hours. Command outposts in Aleppo and Idlib provinces were attacked. The offensive marked the first major air-ground assault since Moscow began its military campaign September 30th. Russia insists its airstrikes are targeting the Islamic State group. U.S. officials said that Russia has been targeting U.S.-funded groups. This is VOA News. Authorities in Chad say at least five female suicide bombers attacked two sites near the Nigerian border, killing at least 33 locals and Nigerian refugees. Police immediately linked the attacks in the town of Bagasola to Boko Haram Islamists. Police and hospital officials say at least 50 others were wounded in and around the town, located on the shores of Lake Chad. Last week, authorities said Boko Haram fighters clashed with Chadian soldiers near Lake Chad. A military source said 11 soldiers and 17 militants were killed. Chad is a leading contributor to a regional task force set up to fight Boko Haram. A Palestinian attacker stabbed three policemen just outside the Old City in East Jerusalem Saturday before police forces shot him dead. Israeli police said one of the officers was seriously wounded and two others were moderately hurt. The scene of the stabbing is near where a Palestinian teenager stabbed two Israelis before police shot him dead earlier in the day. A wave of attacks has rocked Israel in recent days. The stabbings started in East Jerusalem at a holy site revered by Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and by Jews as the Temple Mount. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif says that his country has renewed efforts to help reopen Afghan peace talks. Speaking in Lahore, Mr. Sharif reiterated that Pakistan's intense effort is aimed at seeking a negotiated settlement to the war in Afghanistan. In early July, Pakistan had mediated and hosted landmark initial talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. It was the first face-to-face interaction between the Afghan warring sides in 14 years. A planned second round was canceled indefinitely after the revelation that Taliban Supreme Leader Mullah Omar died 2 years ago. U.S. President Barack Obama says the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal reached this past week between the U.S. and 11 other nations promotes American values and protects American workers. The president said Saturday that the deal will help eliminate high taxes on U.S. goods sold overseas.
It eliminates more than 18,000 of these taxes on American goods and services. And that way, we're boosting America's farmers, ranchers, manufacturers, and small business owners, make it easier for them to sell their products abroad.
TPP supporters say the pact would boost trade and economic growth for participants. U.S. critics of the deal say it does too little to protect American jobs or the environment. It still has to be ratified by the governments involved. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.